Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Now you're kissing Chase Utley and that's it.
Why are you pushing Chase Utley on me? It's starting to get weird.
This is the Hot Corner.
Okay, look, I have a plan, all right? And it involves you getting this letter to him when you got out there to kiss him. Now, I have given this to Major League Baseball, his lawyer, his manager, his mom, and he has not gotten back to me, which means he hasn't gotten it yet. So just...
Did you write a love letter to Chase Utley?
With Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher.
In a lot of ways, yes, I do love him, but that is not a love letter in the way that you're thinking of it, okay? There's nothing sexual or...
Okay, that sounds good.
I'm gonna read it. Yeah, read it.
Dear Chase... Oh, they're stickers. Yeah. My God.
On the Odyssey app.
Dear Chase, I feel like I can call you Chase because you and me are so much alike. I would love to meet you someday. It would be great to have a catch. I know I can't throw as fast as you, but I think you would be impressed with my speed. Did you have a good relationship with your father? Me neither.
And 1080.
These are all things we can talk about and more. I am sure our relationship would be a real home run.
The Fan.
Welcome into the second hour of the Hot Corner. You're missing the first hour. You can download that fan podcast at 1080thefan.com, the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts, including places that rhyme with Cooleyify. Shout out to Ryan Cooley, resident Red Sox fan here.
A Cooley station.
Congrats to him on being my boss. I'm still a Sacramento guy. I'm just going to throw that out there. Sacramento gave me a job, all right? Cooley ain't giving me no job right now.
Well, technically, no one gave you a job. You won the job.
That's true.
So, like, you should be...
On my own merit.
Yes, you should be tooting your own horn here,
brother. Own merits.
We were...
Not like you losers here. Yeah, would you apply and someone chose you? Oh, cool. I forced their hand. I told them they had to take me. You don't want me? Then get out. You don't like it?
Would have been very Hollywood-esque to do all that, though, the hunt for the host stuff, and then be like, yeah, no, we're not actually giving you a job.
Yeah, you win.
Yeah, no, that was just for ratings. and sponsorship.
It's like American Idol. They're like, actually, we like the number two guy. Well, then you'd be Luke.
They were Cooley and Jeff Sacramento and sales guy Kurt and a few others were over at the old Emerald Line over by our office getting a drink after work last night.
Ooh, they got dancers there? That sounds like a dancer place.
No, it's just... It's literally just a bar.
Because I like dancers.
A stone's throw away.
I mean, we all like dancers.
And I ventured over there because I had a feeling that's where they were. And when I walked over, I saw Kurt Ludwig's car outside. And I was like, yeah, my suspicions were correct.
But Kurt never parties. So it must have been a big deal if you saw his car out there.
Right, yes.
Yeah, he never shows up to that stuff.
And then they were talking and Cooley was like, gosh, we should do Hunt for Host again. And I was like, I got a better idea. Let's do Hunt for Producer.
That is a great idea. Oh my God.
Have a bunch of like young 20-year-olds fresh out of college thinking they're about to have the best job of their life.
Will Ortner competes just because he's scared to lose.
Yeah, that's fair.
Schulze comes in hot singing Journey.
Like, How quick can you pull five highlights from the logger? Go.
And Schulze's like, I'll do it while singing Steve Perry. When the lights go down in the city.
Thank you. Well, then it was also, I was like,
and he's sitting there going, and the sun shines on the bay.
You got to beat that. Can't anybody?
Well, I'm also, we were trying to come up with other challenges, and I was like, oh, let's have a fake, like, taking the station off air, like dead air. How quickly?
What do you do?
How quickly can you get an engineer on site to fix the problem?
And IT Joey's just on standby, and he's like, I'm not biased.
Yeah.
Whoever comes to me.
Or I just have a Jeff McGinley-like character on the other side of the phone just cursing you out.
I'm biased. I want another Hunt for Host because I want to be a judge.
Yeah.
When I won Hunt for Host, I had to deal with Keith and Luke judging me.
Wait, they Mike were judges in the second competition?
Oh, because they had won the first.
Oh, my God.
And I got Mike Lynch over there, Voldemort himself, just being like, this guy sucks. The only reason I won
God,
is...
I hope I never have to do a show with him.
The only reason I won is because there's some backroom antics with me and Isaac and Sook. Like, let's be real, I stacked the deck.
Did you pull a Joy Taylor?
No, I pulled a Skip.
Allegedly.
They just accepted.
Allegedly. You paid.
They just accepted it.
They're like, 1.5 mil.
Boy, on a side note, Joy, gosh, I'm so sorry you're a part of that.
I'm shocked.
I'm shocked that Joy, Skip, not at all.
No.
Joy, I'm a little surprised you're a part of this.
I'm not surprised at all.
From the rumors, apparently, that we're hearing now that were going around before this lawsuit came out from people connected with it, allegedly this has been a rumor for a while.
Dude, Joy Taylor had the twins out at
all
any given moment.
And she didn't on Monday. I didn't watch today, but I know that...
I can't believe she's still on the air.
The fact that Fox just kind of put her out there. Then you see Emmanuel Acho. He put, like, on his Twitter, like, why Detroit beat Minnesota in the final week of the regular season?
Say, it's the 48-hour news cycle, my man. Just, you know, act like it never happened.
I would like to retract. I don't love dancers. I am being reminded that I don't love dancers. It's not my thing.
Your wife texts you?
Yeah.
You like what?
But she's not wrong. I don't like dancers. I don't.
Oh, come
on. I just assumed you guys
That's
did.
Not what you told me
in the
break. I
was trying to be a part of the cool kids, all right?
That's not what he told me in the commercial break. Not at all.
Let's get to this real quick. Speaking of Rickey Henderson being a Hall of Famer and a leadoff hitter, maybe one of the greatest of all time, the 2025 Hall of Fame ballot is out. And we're seeing some traction on it as the voting closes not too far away from here. So I'd love to kind of like walk you guys through. If you had a vote, who would you vote for? New candidates this year are Carlos Gonzalez, Curtis Granderson, Felix Hernandez, both of your Adam Jones, Ian Kinsler,
that's a sore spot for
Russell
me.
Martin, Fernando Rodney. Where is it? Where is it? I don't know where it is.
Oh my
Shoot
God.
Shoot the arrow, baby.
There we go.
Ichiro Suzuki, Troy Tulowitzki, and Ben Zobrist. Those are your news. Your leftovers are Bobby Abreu, Carlos Beltran, Mark Burley, Torrey Hunter, Andrew Jones, Brian McCann. No, he's new. So is Pedroia. Pettit,
well, he's
Hanley
new,
Ramirez, Manny Ramirez, Alex Rodriguez, K-Rod, Jimmy Rollins, Chase Utley, Omar Vizquel, David Wright. You get 10. I don't think I've ever seen a ballot in which I would vote for all 10.
So you believe in not using all of your
votes. Oh, for
votes.
Sure.
Okay, because there are some out there like that.
For sure. I firmly believe, and I've said this for 10 years on this show, when it comes to a Hall of Fame ballot, when you mention a guy's name, if the answer instantly is not yes, the answer is no.
Yeah.
So if you're like Chase Utley, I go, you know, that's a no.
That's a no.
That's a no. And so that's how I live my world. So I will start you off right now. From leftovers, I am not a steroid guy. So I will not vote for people.
But do you care about your Hall of Famers being steroid guys?
I do care about my Hall of Famers being steroid guys.
You don't have to do steroids yourself. You know this. Right?
I agree. I do know this. Otherwise, Andy Pettit, Manny Ramirez, and Alex Rodriguez are three of the best players I ever saw in my life. However, you're out. So my vote on this, My vote on this is CeCe Sabathia, Ichiro Suzuki, and Felix Hernandez. Honestly, I'm only voting for new guys. Ooh, I'm voting for Omar Vizquel. Not because I'm a Cleveland guy, but he is the greatest defensive shortstop, not named Alex Rodriguez, in the history of baseball. And just because he smacked his wife, which is a terrible, terrible, terrible thing, that's what's keeping him out of the Hall of Fame.
Draw the line at steroids. Meanwhile, Pudge Rodriguez, your wife,
Jeff Bagwell, Ty Cobb, a bunch of douches.
Don't leave out, Omar was also accused of, I believe, abusing a bat boy for a minor league team that he was coaching for a few years ago. So it's not just his wife. Omar sounds like a jerk.
I understand, but he's not a steroid guy.
God. Oh, my. Oh, wow.
That's, you couldn't even finish that statement without
I almost
even
had to dump myself. My God.
Because steroids actually have to do something with baseball, whereas apparently abusing people off the field has nothing to do with the game.
Hey, the NFL doesn't care about it.
Let Ozzie Albies in, baby. Let's go. Jeez.
Billy Wagner is getting a lot of traction.
Well, it's his last year, right?
Yeah, he's one of the top...
It's his last year.
Top five closers of all time.
Chase Utley is getting some traction right now.
Which I don't know why.
Andrew Jones gets a little bit of traction. Andy Pettit is actually getting a little bit of traction right now.
He do roids?
Pettit? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, HGH. Only in Houston, though.
Okay.
According to him.
All right, splitting hairs here.
But if I had a vote, paging Larry Stone, if I had a vote, I would vote for Felix Hernandez, CeCe Sabathia, Ichiro Suzuki, and Omar Vizquel. That would be my vote.
No love for Pedroia?
No, I think...
One-time MVP, right?
I think his MVP season, and he had a couple years where he was really good and a big factor for Red Sox winning World Series.
What about K-Rod?
No, I'm not voting for Billy Wagner. Why would I vote for K-Rod?
Wow. I mean, Andy Pettit.
I love Pettit, but the HGH.
His postseason, though.
Him and Curt Schilling are two of the greatest postseason pitchers I've ever seen in my life. And for the record, I would vote for Curt Schilling. Without a doubt.
You will kill me, dude.
Without a doubt. Curt Schilling is one of the greatest pitchers I've
ever
seen in my
human,
entire life.
You're good. Take steroids? Absolutely not.
Four World Series. Yep. Bloody sock. Curt Schilling, you're in. Steroids, you're out.
I don't know. There's part of me where it's just like, yeah, you might have been a roided up freak, but putting the bat on the ball is still something that steroids can't really do to me.
Say that to Barry Bonds.
Well, again, but like Manny Ramirez did it. And
one of the best pure hitters I've ever seen in my entire life up there with Albert Pujols, Ichiro.
And you still wouldn't vote for him.
And Miggy Cabrera.
And you still wouldn't vote for him.
No, because you busted.
There's a lot of players on this ballot that are really good.
This is the Hall of Really Good.
Yeah, this
ballot.
Is like, yeah, Hall of Really Good, but not the Hall of Great. And I do wonder like where Carlos Beltran, who was a Hall of Famer, I think, before the sign-stealing scandal, does that keep him out longer than normal?
And see, I don't think he was a Hall of Famer before all that. Now, that ruined him.
I mean, when I look at these other statistics, he was a couple hundred hits short of 3,000 compared
his
to the other...
His postseason is stupid.
Beltran will get in. He's at 57% on his third year. Yeah. By year 10, he will get...
Like a little Tim Rock Reigns sort of situation.
I think I would vote for him, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, Beltran... crushed it in Houston when he was a player.
Kansas City Beltran. The Mets Beltran.
Yeah, I mean...
he was so good.
Time heals all wounds.
He's a switch hitter, is he not?
And he didn't do
Beltran,
roids.
Beltran, yeah, he is.
He did not do roids that we know of. I hate saying that, but he did not do roids. I think Carlos Beltran gets less love because of the trash throws.
Do you think Andrew Jones is going to be able to close the gap over the next couple of years?
Nope, I don't. If Torrey Hunter's not a Hall of Famer, Andrew Jones is not a Hall of Famer.
Listen, I appreciate Andrew Jones dropping to a knee, trying to hit home runs, and just trying to absolutely
being
crush.
A great center fielder is awesome, but ask Griffey, ask Mays, ask Trout. There's more to being a great center fielder.
Yeah, but Andrew Jones was a good hitter, too.
He was an okay hitter.
Just the level of
he's a Hall of very good hitter
from him. See, but I've actually got him on my ballot. He was one of the toughest inclusions here.
You
want to
use all 10, don't you?
I don't think so, because there aren't players that I think that it would force those votes onto to vote for. But I've got 7 right now that I would use. Burley, Mark Burley, I would include.
Mark Burley's stats, you put him next to CeCe Sabathia, they're about identical.
Exactly. Well, I would also put CeCe in as well. So CeCe, Mark Burley, I would include Andrew Jones, I would include Billy Wagner, I would include David Wright, Ichiro, Carlos Beltran, and controversially, Felix Hernandez.
And we're out on this.
Yep. David Wright.
David Wright.
No.
No, thank you.
No.
Really?
He had the Eli Manning helmet.
No. And it's because he played in New York.
Yep. Yep.
He gets a benefit of the doubt because he played in New York.
I think David Wright is a more injured Alex Bregman.
Also, real quickly, am I getting Andrew Jones and Gary Sheffield mixed up? Who was the one that dropped to a knee when just trying to crush bombs?
Both of them.
Well, I feel like
Andrew Jones did it. Like, Adrian Beltre, Andrew Jones, and Gary Sheffield dropped to knees.
They would take a swing and literally fall on their back knee.
Yes.
Okay. I was trying to say, I was like, I said Andrew Jones at first, and I was like, wait, I feel like Sheffield did that too. So
I'm going to push the Red Sox aside to next week. We'll talk about them and see if they have any other
actions. How
about
push them aside forever?
Forever. I know. Well, Boss Man Cooley's going to be mad if I do. So when we come back, I want to stay with the Hall of Fame conversation because there's something that we really haven't touched on that I would love to know what you guys think. That's Jordan Schultz on the ones and twos. Joe Fisher to my left. I'm Patrick Harris, 1080 The Fan.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
I knew this would be kind of a hot contest. We'll have Fair or Foul coming up in about 15 minutes. But I knew talking about the Hall of Fame, Joe and I were just talking about it throughout the entire break. There's just so many factors that go into this, but I want to switch something that I don't think Jordan said, and I think it was Freudian slip when he mentioned his people that he's voting for. A few years ago, Mariano Rivera went into the Hall of Fame as the first ever unanimous. Now, a lot of that is BS.
God, I wish there was just one guy that said no.
Yeah, because like Griffey, Seaver, Maddox, Johnson, like Clemente, Mantle. There's a bunch of dudes that were never unanimously. But we got one guy who bucked the trend and made unanimous, and that's Mariano Rivera. Shout out Voldemort. So it made me wonder, is this where that trend kind of finally dies? That we can all say, okay, there's no reason to just vote no for somebody because you don't want unanimous. I think that there might be somebody that will be the number two unanimous, and he's on this ballot.
Absolutely.
Ichiro and nobody's Suzuki. Talked about it, and it's Ichiro Suzuki. Ichiro Suzuki might be the greatest contact hitter, the greatest eye, the greatest leadoff hitter, RIP Ricky Henderson, of all time. Ichiro was already a Hall of Famer in Japan. He came to America in 27 and still had more hits than every player ever, minus Pete Rose.
Well, I agree with you 100%. But you know there's going to be some dude in bum F nowhere that has a vote.
But he didn't for Mo. So why would you vote no for Ichiro? Are you racist?
Yes.
Is it the slap bunt?
Yeah, quite possibly. I think way maybe that he got some of his hits, people will say that, yes. Oh, that's not true baseball.
But he's going to be the first Japanese player inducted into the Hall of Fame.
All he did was hit singles, no postseason success.
Oh, but he played for bad Mariners teams.
Yeah, that wasn't his fault.
I get Dan Marino went to a Super Bowl his second year and is maybe the best thrower of the football of all time.
You take all of these things into consideration, though, there will be one dude, Keith Johnson, that has a random
Luke
Hall of Fame
Anderson.
Vote, has a Hall of Fame vote.
Just making up names over here.
Tuskegee, Oklahoma, or whatever. And
Muskogee, Oklahoma.
Sure. And he's been writing for baseball for the last 50, 60 years. And, well, that's not how we play baseball in America.
And his dad, like, fought in the Korean War. If and even though Ichiro is Japanese and not Korean, he's biased.
if he was really good at baseball, he would have came over here when he was 20.
No, yeah, because that's how that works.
Yeah. It's not going to be unanimous.
You don't think so?
No, it should be, but I bet you there will be one or two guys.
I think as we're on trajectories here, I'm very curious about who are the guys that will be unanimous. After
Mo, whole list of
after
the
Mo broke, after Mo broke the boundary, because let's be real, Mantle, Clemente, Ruth, Gehrig, Maddox, Johnson, Seaver, Johnny Bench. Like, who's voting no against Johnny Bench? Ooh. Like, none of those guys are unanimous. But now that that barrier has been broken,
there's 385 Hall of Fame voters. There's going to be one racist old dude on this list.
But he didn't say no to Mariano Rivera, and he's brown from South America.
Yeah, well, he's a New York guy, and I feel like the whole Yankees baseball tradition. Like,
and Ichiro's a Seattle guy, way out of nowhere.
Nobody cares Japanese about the Mariners.
And
this Teddy Greenstein. He screams that he is not going to be down with that.
I just want to know, like, are we on a trajectory that we're going to see? Like, Greg Maddux is a 100% Hall of Famer. The fact that...
Okay.
Joe.
He's a 300-game winner, Joe. What the hell are you talking about?
Joe, you got me. I was like, what? That's funny. I was ready to destroy you. But, like, the fact... Like, now that it's busted open... Is Miggy Cabrera 100%?
I think so.
Is Albert Pujols 100%?
Well, Miggy Cabrera hit 500 home runs, so yes.
Is Justin Verlander 100%?
We've had all these.
But we all say that, but to Joe's point, is there some curmudgeon who's like, well, that one year Verlander had in Houston where so they there was cheated.
I'm
not going to vote for him.
There was one dude that said no for Jeter. There was three guys that said no for Ken Griffey Jr.
And all those dudes should be lined up and shot.
And
murdered.
Wasn't there excuse?
Who voted no for Randy Johnson?
I'm pretty sure the excuse was, well, everybody else was going to vote for him in some of those instances. So I just decided I didn't.
What are you,
to.
The original hipster of yes. the Baseball Writers Association well, of America?
That's what it was. I think they like had to limit the
six dudes for Nolan Ryan. We're like,
I think it was fast, but it wasn't that fast.
I think they had to limit the parameters of what writers that participate in the BBWAA can actually like be, because there were just some that apparently weren't watching baseball. I think they fixed that long ago. But that has happened before.
Who's this George Brett?
Mike Schmidt.
God.
Sounds Hank like Aaron. Mike Bleep.
Hank Aaron got 406 out of 415.
Yeah, that's...
Well, we know why Hank.
That's
we know why
really
Hank.
Essie.
That's People didn't vote for Hank because he's black. That's obvious.
It was 1982. Crappy.
Yeah, that's still obvious.
Didn't Adam
You're
Jones
You're less than 15 years
shot?
Away from MLK,
See,
dude.
This is what I'm saying. Tony Gwynn... The best Black. Hitter of all time. Okay. All right.
I'm serious.
This is why, this proves my point, though. That's why 13 dudes on this list are going to be like, Ichiro.
I just think it would do the Hall so much more justice. The Hall gets so much accolades for being the only real true Hall of Fame, because we laugh about Canton. We laugh about the NBA or the Basketball Hall of Fame. You know, we laugh about all these other stuff, college football, et cetera, et cetera. Major League Baseball has always done what people think is the best in the All-Star Game and the Hall of Fame. And I just think it would behoove the Hall of Fame drastically to start realizing that recognizing true Hall of Famers, it's okay if you vote for them. It's okay if everybody else votes for them. Look, when Justin Verlander, the new San Francisco Giant, retires, that guy's a Hall of Famer. Like, just vote for him. Ichiro is a Hall of Famer. I can understand if you're like, CeCe, I don't know. I can hear that conversation. I think he's a Hall of Famer, but I can hear that conversation. Felix Hernandez is going to get strung out on this. Billy Wagner is currently being strung out on this. I can hear those conversations. But people like Ichiro, Miggy Cabrera, Derek Jeter, Ken Griffey, Greg Matt, like, can we not get to a point where it's just like, yeah, that guy was one of the best ever.
I agree. I hear you. I have common sense.
Sorry,
like
I went on a little bit of a tangent.
Hey, listen, I feel like there's a common sense argument here.
Yeah, that's what it is. Why do we have to take common sense out of baseball when every time we watch baseball, we use common sense?
Well, these guys have these Hall of Fame votes. They have too much ego and too much pride.
You're a shortstop and the ball comes to you, you throw to where you need to throw because it's common sense.
Well, maybe Felix would have been better if he maybe tried to hit more.
Well, here's some common sense. How about anybody that doesn't vote for Ichiro in this year's Hall of Fame voting, they
you
just
lose
get,
your vote.
Yeah, you get eliminated from the process because you obviously don't apply the correct way to watch
I
the game.
I want to find the three guys that didn't vote for Griffey. I want to find... I hate Derek Jeter.
If Ken
I want to find the one guy that didn't vote for Derek Jeter. You lose your vote. You lose your vote.
If three men did not vote for Ken Griffey Jr. as a Hall of Famer, I guarantee that Ichiro will not be a unanimous Hall of Famer. Guarantee it.
I'm fired up. I gotta get out of here. All right, we come back. Fair or foul, everybody's favorite segment. First, we'll throw it to Schultzy with sports. All right, this is everybody's favorite fair or foul. We do it every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Without further ado, we will throw this over to our fantastic producer, Schultzy.
Appreciate you guys. Speaking of players lost in the last year, we just lost the player in this intro known for blowing the ball foul. Lenny Randle passed away at the age of 75, I believe, like a week ago or something like that. So just not stopping, man. It's really sad. I heard that intro and I'm like, oh, God, we lost him too.
People be dying.
That happens, huh?
I think I'm going to die.
I think so, too. I will. No. Don't want to.
At some point.
Yeah.
Jordan, don't get in the car
I think
tonight.
Sooner than later. Just calling it now.
Let's hope not. Come on. We're all going to live into our 90s here on the show, guys. All right? Fair or foul? 90s plus for all of us. I say fair. All right. Real fair or foul, though. Let's start with the Los Angeles Dodgers because they just cannot stop.
Those guys still play baseball?
Apparently, and they're spending a lot of freaking money on doing so. They are still rumored to be in the conversation for the Japanese star pitcher that is going to come to
base. Roki Sass.
Major League Baseball this season.
Roki Sasaki.
He is meeting reportedly with a handful of teams. Mariners aren't included in that, but the Dodgers have been known to be in on that conversation. They also just re-signed Teoscar Hernandez to a 3-year deal. So, relatively similar.
Took less money.
He did, because he wants to win another World Series. I get it.
He's pretty good.
Yeah, fairly similar to their team last year, just minus Walker Buehler and possibly plus a Roki Sasaki, guys. Fair or foul, we should just give the 2025 World Series trophy to the Dodgers right now.
I feel like we did this last year.
Yeah.
And it was right. It's like, yes. Or like, as soon as they got Shohei, we're like, all right, well, congratulations to the 2024 World Series winners, the Los Angeles Dodgers. And
they did win.
And they did win it. I would say fair, but it's just because the team is loaded already. Like, whether they get Sasaki or not, like, they still probably have the best odds to win the World Series. So, fair, but not because of being able to get the other great Japanese player.
I'm the opposite of you. I will say foul. I am not going to crown them. I think it's twofold. One, remember when the Dodgers were left for dead? And the Padres were going to advance. Okay. There's that. And that reinforces my main point on this is that baseball, she's a weird bitch. She really is. Sometimes things just don't go your way. Baseball is a game of streak. Baseball is a game of situation. If Aaron Judge doesn't drop that ball in the fifth, if... There's just so many ifs that I think baseball is one of the true games that you still have to play on the field. That when Kevin Durant and Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Draymond Green, yeah, you're cooked. Yeah, you're cooked. You can't stop that. You just can't. Baseball, because it's a stop-and-go sport, because it's a pitcher versus a hitter, if some guy gets that extra juice on it, gets that extra move on it, Shohei strikes out. Are the Dodgers the best team in baseball? Yeah. Are they favored? Of course they are. Should they? Yeah. If they don't, will it be a surprise? Of course it will. Baseball, to me, is still a game that's played on the field. I will say foul.
All right. I like it, but...
Wrong.
Right last year, so yeah, just freaking give it to him.
Like this texter says, I put Omar below A-Rod defensively, but not around a Hall of Famer because of steroids. Yes, the answer is yes. A-Rod's on steroids. Omar Vizquel's not.
All right, guys, fair or foul number two. Get into a debate about a couple of other now current Major League Baseball players instead of former, but two free agents left on the market. Probably the biggest names hitting-wise, Alex Bregman and Pete Alonso remain unsigned. Seeing this came out in the last 20 hours or so, there are reportedly 8 teams interested in Pete Alonso. That would include the Blue Jays and the Boston Red Sox. I don't.
Blue Jays already have a first baseman.
I know. I don't think the Mets, though, are going to be in on that conversation. It doesn't sound like that the numbers that they're asking for, at least Boris and Alonso are asking for, which apparently is around 6 years, $160 million, $180
million. I heard
they're
looking at the Prince Fielder deal,
which was 9 years, $214 million with Detroit back in 2012 as a comparison. I cannot believe Pete thinks he's going to get that. On the other side of the coin, Alex Bregman, there are two reported suitors for him. This came out in the last week. The, once again, Toronto Blue Jays looking for infield help, and then the Detroit Tigers as well, who are trying to add to their really surprising good young team, guys. But nobody has signed them yet. They've both kind of been rumored to sign with the Mariners, but M's haven't done anything. Fair or foul, Alex Bregman and Pete Alonso won't sign with anyone before the start of spring training.
I'll go first on this. Pete, I don't know. I think Alonso is the real I don't know. And probably some of that is Boris, but I also think that I don't know where Pete best fits. I think his style of play and what he's going to want for money, I don't know who really takes that seriously. Now, Bregman, on the other hand, I think Bregman knows his market value. And I think teams know his market value to where Pete's looking for a high leverage contract, to where Bregman's already got a big deal. He's just looking for market value. I love Bregman in Detroit. I hate Alex Bregman. I love him in Detroit. Put him back with AJ Hinch. Put him with some kids. He's instantly the leader, the captain of that team. As an Indians fan, I hate him in Detroit, but I think that would be an amazing fix. Pete, I don't know where he fits best. Like you mentioned, like the Mariners need a first baseman. They would love him. I think Pete would fit really well in Texas. I think he would fit really well in the Mets. I think he might fit really well at the Yankees. I think there's a lot of places that Pete Alonso fits well. But I just don't know if anybody's going to really give him what he wants, which means he'll sit for a while. So I'll say fair on Pete, foul on Bregman.
That neither will sign before spring training.
Yeah.
So foul on the whole thing because I think Bregman will sign.
Okay.
I say foul on the whole thing because I feel like they need to take note of what happened last year.
Snell and Montgomery.
Yeah, now granted, pitchers versus, you know.
Totally.
Hitters and fielders.
But I think you're on to this.
I think it is a bad move to hold out for what? Oh, I want $5 million more. I want $10 million more. I want I want $2 million more. I don't know what deals are being thrown out to them. I can imagine Bregman's isn't bad.
He turned down 6 years, $149-$150 from the Astros already.
Well, I mean, and what was the report?
I could see the Tigers do 6-175. Well, they need him.
Well, what was the report?
Like, in name only, not just on the field.
What was the reports early on that he wanted, like, 240?
Oh, yeah, way more than
he's
going to
get. I think
he thought
the Yankees or Red Sox would go after him.
Am I wrong on that, though? No. Like, was that the initial reports? Is that what they were asking for? Just kind of like, hey, let's start high.
Yeah.
And then work our way down.
And come down $65 million.
You just said the barometer was the Prince Fielder deal, which was $250
million.
Well,
that was the Pete Alonso is what I read today.
I mean, that frankly, they're kind of in the same category. Yeah, third baseman versus first baseman.
I'd rather have Bregman than
slugging
Alonso.
Yeah, like they're valued probably pretty similar. Maybe Bregman slightly more because of the defense.
I can see Bregman in a Tigers jersey with AJ Hinch.
Makes sense.
Bringing the band back together.
I'm going to say foul that they saw small sample sizes of players that did not get to their teams in time for the season, for spring training, and how it went for them. Snell turned it on late. Montgomery never
Snell
turned it on.
Snell could have won the Cy Young last year. He was that good in the second half.
I'm going to say foul that they both signed before spring training.
All right, we'll see what happens. It's interesting to hear about
the
guys.
Alonso one is the weird one for me. I think Bregman will get it done.
I hear you, but when guys ask for way more, and that's what we heard about both of these guys, just kind of asking way above their station to start free agency, you saw what happened to Jordan Montgomery last year. You saw what happened to Blake Snell last year. Worked out for Snell, didn't work out for Montgomery, so I wouldn't be surprised if one of two of these guys ends up flailing just because of having to deal with an SE process this offseason.
By the way, next week we should probably talk about how the Blue Jays are in on every free agent, but don't sign any of them, and they're studs they want to trade. So,
well, at least they're in on them.
Food for thought. Well, they're in for them to build a team, but they don't want to re-sign their studs. So, I mean,
from a team that's actually at least talking about signing free agents and making offers to a team that isn't.
Well, absolutely squad douche.
Making trades or anything.
Squad douche.
Miami Marlins. Squad douche Mariners.
Miami Marlins.
I know. They're actually going to trade Sandy Alcantara, as far as I know. Like, no, somebody's going to get that starting pitching prize from them. And they already did a deal with the Yankees this offseason. So they actually have done more than the Seattle Mariners. They have literally done nothing besides releasing Josh Rojas, releasing Luis Arias, getting rid of a couple of other, like, JT Chargois, small bullpen piece, and signing a minor league catcher. They have done nothing on the open market. There have been talks that they turned down a... Who's the Japanese pitcher for Boston?
No, it's Yoshida.
Yeah,
so the left fielder. Or the right fielder.
They reportedly turned down a deal for Yoshida and Tristan Casas. I swear there's a
for Luis Castillo.
Yeah, for Luis Castillo.
It's because
Castillo.
Yoshida makes a lot
makes
of money.
Makes a ton of money. They need hitters, but they don't want to take on any money.
I think the outfield of Julio and Randy and Yoshida would be pretty rad.
Or Victor
Casas at first.
Victor Robles would have been great in the outfield and play any of those guys the fourth at DH.
I don't like that.
It would have freaking worked, but they don't do it. They have not shown any willingness to spend money or make moves, even though there are still reports that they're dangling Luis Castillo out there as a trade piece, guys. Fair or foul, Jerry Dipoto and the Mariners will not make any moves before spring training.
I'm going to say foul. I'm with you on this, and I have it on my list of I've got a big list of stuff I want to get to in the offseason of things that have gone down. I teased Cooley's Red Sox to talk about them and what they're doing, and that's kind of the conversation we're having right now. So I've got the Mariners on that. The fact that the A's are outspending the Mariners, like, is laughable.
Twilight Zone.
I think it's fascinating that Luis Castillo is on the market. His contract, they don't want to pay. And so that's why they said no to the Yoshida, because they don't want to just take on the same salary, which I think is dumb, because I think Yoshida and Casas are an upgrade, and you would still have the best rotation in baseball. But I can't believe they're going to sit by and do nothing. No. Now... what they do trade for, I have no idea. I really liked them in the Bellinger deal. I really liked them in Bregman, Roki, all this kind of stuff. But they've kind of faded. Dipoto is a guy that does stuff.
They're spending less money now than they did on their payroll in 2017.
But Dipoto loves to do stuff. So I have to believe he's so. I will say foul. They will do something. Yosef.
I'm going to say... fair, they won't do anything. And when I say don't do anything, I actually mean they're going to trade for some middling mid-reliever.
Sure, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that doesn't count.
No, it does not.
So,
but there's no Pete Alonso. There's no Alex Bregman. There's no Alcantara. Like,
there's not even going to be a Justin Turner, in my opinion, at this point.
No, ouch. Jeez.
Well, they got
doom
out,
and gloom
they
over
outbid
there.
The Dear Guardians Christ. For Carlos Santana, and Carlos Santana picked the Guardians.
Yeah, I think if
came it, home, baby.
I came think home. If they would have done anything, it would have been done by now.
Do we need an armed guard outside the booth for suicide watch over there?
I think we are going to actually get an armed security security guy for this building.
We do need one.
Once our upstairs tenant moves in.
Can they check in? Why, is it like weed?
No, it's like steel or something like that. Oh. I don't know.
Worth money.
Can they check in on
Schultz? They put in a flagpole.
Can they be Google Calendar shared with Schultzy to make sure that whenever he's in the building, they got to come down and check on him?
Hey, you okay, kid?
Are we good, guys? You good? Yeah. Hand on the stun gun.
You gonna stun me so I don't off myself?
That'd be a good radio bit. We need to do more radio bits like that on air. Eat this, eat a spoonful of mayo, Patrick.
I'll pay you $1.5 million if you want to.
Be a pull a hairdresser on me. We need to do more stuff like that.
Ew.
We need to bring back old bits.
That is Fair or Foul. We do it every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. We come back, wrap this bad boy up. Hot Corner, 10 of the Fin. All right, coming up on the show next week, we got a lot still in store. All right, there is plenty of stuff that I'd like to get into. There's Nolan Arenado.
My boy, Corbin Burns.
Corbin Burns.
Going to the the team that I essentially have the least... like care and least fear about in maybe all of MLB besides the Miami Marlins.
The NL West is absolutely crazy.
It's like, go ahead, go to the Diamondbacks. That is completely fine with me.
There's Sammy Sosa is in the news.
What did he do?
We'll tune in next week.
Is he
we'll
black
do that.
Again?
No, he randomly had an apology. About nothing to be invited back to Cubs. Anyway, we'll do that.
Oh, it's the Jason Giambi apology.
We'll do that.
Gotcha.
We'll do that. There is some Lorenzen talk about being a two-way player and how that affects rosters.
Ooh, I love that.
There's Red Sox I want to talk about.
Like Michael Lorenzen?
Yeah, like if he has a certain amount of at-bats,
which he has
qualifies...
hit.
For both sides of the ball, which opens up a roster spot.
I don't know why more teams don't do that.
I know. Corbin Burns, the NL West. There's so much more to get to. But we're going to pause from baseball real quick because there's some stuff coming up. And since we're up against it, I just figured it'd be a little fun. Penn State, Notre Dame, Ohio State, Texas. I would just like to chat for a minute. This is a safe circle here. Of the four teams, you have to root for one. Who do you choose?
It's funny you say this because I recorded my podcast before this show and I was telling my co-host, I was like, dude, is this like the worst collection of four teams in a Final
I mean,
four?
It's an evil empire. If you traded out Penn State for like Bama.
That's what I was going to say.
Then it's like, oh my God, I hate my life.
I don't like any of this, yeah.
Or like USC's in there or Georgia. You know, it's funny that, like, Georgia lost, but...
But there's definitely part
of the
Penn
State is also like, that Sandusky stuff.
Absolutely not, yeah. No. If I had to choose one team out of these four, I would say Notre Dame.
Me too! I don't really have beef.
I don't really have beef with Notre Dame.
I think for so long, the Brady Quinns of the world... The Jeff Samardzijas of the world. Like,
way to tie it back to baseball.
Like, the Manti Te'os of the world.
I mean, I just feel bad for the guy.
Yeah, like, Notre Dame, they, like, show up to these games, and you're like, the oldest, most historic program in college football is here, and they're losing by 30 at halftime.
Yeah. Like, here they are playing against Alabama in the national championship game. What a moment for Notre Dame. Oh, my God. They look terrible.
Yeah, dude.
Opening day, and here's the first pitch, and the season's over.
I think Marcus Freeman winning a national championship would be pretty cool because after that NIU loss earlier this year against Northern Illinois,
they steamrolled.
There was part of me that was like, dude, this guy is on the hot seat.
Yep,
like,
you're getting fired.
You have lost
We're bringing back Brian Kelly.
You have lost some
Bill
games.
Bill O'Brien, come through the door.
Charlie Weiss?
Charlie Weiss? No, he's dead.
Well, I know, but was he not their head coach at one
point? He was.
Okay. Is Charlie Weiss dead?
I think he is dead.
No.
Charlie
Weiss 68 years old.
Breaking news.
Charlie Weiss dead or alive?
That guy's health is not
great. Well, Ricky Henderson was 65. So,
that guy's health is not great.
Can't be. Still alive, 68.
I'm with you. I think Notre Dame...
Best shape of my life, he says.
Notre Dame winning a natty in the first expanded playoff as... Basically, the oldest historical college football team not in the Ivy League, I think would be a great story. I think it'd be a great story. And I actually was thinking today, like, if Marcus Freeman wins the Natty this year, and I know I'm going to totally derail this conversation. If he wins the Natty this year and the Steelers get blown out, do you fire Mike Tomlin and go hire Marcus Freeman?
No.
No. No. Notre Dame will not let him
go. God, he seems like a Steeler guy, though.
You can't fire Mike Tomlin.
You know what I mean? And not because they're like black guys. I don't mean that. But like Marcus Freeman.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Marcus Freeman looks like a dude that could be at Notre Dame. Like Brian Kelly never had this. I would even argue Lou Holtz never had this.
It's funny because when I see Marcus Freeman, I'm like, he doesn't really like.
He's younger than me.
Whenever it shows him on the sideline, I'm like, oh, yeah, I guess he is the head coach of Notre Dame. That's weird.
And he could be there for another 40 years.
I know. That's also why, like, I just imagine a Notre Dame coach as just being an old curmudgeon white guy. And Marcus Freeman does not fit that mold at all. And you're exactly right. It's like, do we really see Marcus Freeman being the head coach of Notre Dame until he's, like, 80?
And he's like, I love Notre Dame. It's my favorite place I've ever been. Okay, so we're back in Notre Dame as our favorite. Who do you actually think is going to win? Are we going to say this on the count of three? One, two, three, Ohio State. Yeah, that team looks really good.
Yeah,
I was at the bar.
It's annoying how good they
look. I went to the bar watching the Rose Bowl, and I do troll Oregon. You know I troll Oregon, but that's some Pac-10 old school beef.
Hey, four in a row.
Full recruiting cycle, baby. Let's go. Go Cougs. Mariota bailed you out and won a Heisman against my team. So congratulations. I was sitting there and I was talking about that Smith kid to some people. And I was like, this guy will play on Sundays. And if he wasn't a freshman, he'd be in the league tomorrow.
He'd be playing on Sundays.
He is so good.
Yeah. Whatever.
Will Howard is whatever, but he's good enough to get him the ball. Jesus. Oh my God, that team is good.
Whatever. Good for them.
And it just kind of happened. Sorry, guys. I'm not trying to pile on your organ. I promise.
Horns up.
You guys are hella mad, and that's good enough for me. All right, that'll do it for us. We'll be back next week again. We got a ton of baseball stuff to talk about, plus like we like to dive into some other things, so buckle up for that. That's Joe Fisher, Schultzy on the ones and twos. I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something I would do. Cam Ward sucks.